Last time we defined Messianic Judaism to be a movement involving individual people who are Jewish, and that this movement includes congregations known as Messianic synagogues. We can further expand our definition to state, a term used to define Jewish people in Yeshua. Maintaining a lifestyle and form of worship that identifies Jewish customs and traditions while believing Yeshua is the promised Messiah of Scriptures. It is part of the universal body of Messiah that expresses itself in relation to a Jewish heritage. What are these lifestyles and customs mentioned? The misconception is that when you accept Yeshua or Jesus, you are no longer Jewish but Christian. As we learned last time, this movement of redemption through Yeshua as the promised Messiah was a very Jewish movement in the beginning. These people that we read about in Acts chapter 2 and chapter 4 maintained their Jewish identity. This identity is rooted in Torah, expressed in tradition, renewed and applied in the context of the New Covenant. I will elaborate more on this in future episodes. Some may ask, what about the person who isn't Jewish? Are they allowed to attend? Do they have to become Jewish? To that I refer to Paul, whose Hebrew name is Shaul, and the book of Romans, chapter 1 and verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the good news, since it is God's powerful means of bringing salvation to everyone who keeps on trusting, to the Jew especially, but equally to the Gentile. A Messianic congregation that does not comprise both Jewish and non-Jewish people is incomplete, in that the message of the good news is to all people. I want to leave you with a final definition regarding Messianic Judaism. Messianic Judaism is not a new movement, but a resurgence or rebirth of an old movement. The first movement was of the Talmidim or apostles and comprised a community of both Jewish and non-Jewish believers during the first 3 centuries of this age, after Yeshua's resurrection. Messianic Judaism is the latest stage of the development of authentic biblical Judaism and is considered to be the same biblical Judaism followed by Moses, David, the prophets, and brought to fulfillment by Yeshua. During the month of June, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message Covenant Confusion to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.